You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Sure is, Paddy, and welcome everybody to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. It is a Thursday night, and it is our team sheet tantrum for Manchester United versus Aston Villa in the Carabao Cup or the League Cup, whatever tickles your fancy. Paddy, what's the crack? How are you feeling about tonight? Any last minute kind of bubbles in your waters yet?
I am absolutely, totally, and utterly relaxed about tonight. What will be, will be. Had my cup final on Sunday, so tonight will be a bonus, and that's the way I'm looking at it. We don't know how this has been treated by the new management team. Is it a case that he goes for it? We'll find out in a few minutes time. Or is it a case that he's just taking a handy and saving people for Sunday and pushing us further up the league and giving us a better fighting chance of being in the top half of the table? So I'm, as I said, totally relaxed. I don't envisage coming on here having a tantrum after the game either, because what will be, and I'm expecting a good performance from probably a couple of fringe players.
Yeah, I know, or sorry, I'm not going to say I know because I know nothing, but I have seen online that a strong contingent has travelled.
Yeah.
So it seems that they're not taking any chances. As we know today, it's not an awful lot, not an awful lot of people going to the World Cup. Probably our centre-half who can't play tonight, and Bednarek is going. Well, we know he's going. Matty Cash is going. Leander the Donker is going. And after that, there aren't too many. Emi Martinez is going. All right, yeah. But, like, you know, there isn't too many. So I don't see any reason not to go out here and go balls to the wall tonight, Paddy, and play our best team. Yeah, I know people are looking for the likes of Cameron Archer to get some game time or whatever. There's plenty of time for Cameron Archer. And I think that, like, for us to kind of get used to the Unai Emery style of play and so on, I wouldn't be surprised if he was to play his first team tonight and pretty much go for it.
Yeah, I'd say he might, all right. Just so you know, there's someone complaining about your sound there. I don't know whether your mic is far away or... There you go.
Thank you very much, everybody. Anybody listening to the audio podcast? It was only 2 minutes and 40 seconds. It'll be fine. Yeah, I'll tell you, I won't even get into it. It was panic stations trying to get this stream ready there a moment ago. So I do apologize for that.
I'm sure everybody heard me saying, is it working at the start?
Is it working at the start? Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We've only got a couple of minutes so we've got about 4 minutes. Let's look at some of the comments. So where we have here, Charlie Kane already says it's going to be a 3-1 win again. I would love if that was the case. Where else are we? Sanson Kamara reunion incoming. That's something I could see happening. I could see Sanson, I could see Kamara maybe starting in that midfield in place of maybe a Dendonker or somebody like that. Tom Ryan says a 1-1 nil in penalties. Hab Zed Rahman says, for the love of Paul McGrath, please, let's just win this one somehow. The United supporters are out for blood. This is an interesting one. I had this conversation with a United supporting friend of mine today, and my whole idea was that they're going to go really, really strong for this game as well, and they're going to be really out for it. Number one, it's at home. Number two, Villa are taking 8,000 or 8,500 fans to this game. And thirdly, Ten Hag needs, I'm not going to say he needs to win something, but we see all the teams that went out last night. The only London team that's still in it is Charlton. And or they're the highest ranking London team or whatever. I can't remember what the statistic is. So there's a lot of other teams having a look at this going, whoa, hey, listen, you know, this could open up pretty easily here, you know. And in a one-on-one fight, there's a possibility you might be able to sucker punch Man City if you draw them later down the line. So Man United would be looking at this going, okay, last night has opened up an avenue for the likes of Ten Hag or whoever to get credit in the bank. We know that we've got a cup specialist. It may not transpire tonight that our cup specialist gets the result we want.
No, what it might be too soon.
Might be too soon, but... Yeah. Mm. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, look, I that's why I'm totally relaxed about this. I'm not even one bit worried about tonight. I think the most important thing tonight is we go out, express ourselves, go for it, above all else. And, you know, I think no matter who they put out, if we play like we did last weekend, they're going to struggle against us and struggle against that system. Obviously, we won't have Dendonker, so that's one enforced change, and it's going to be very interesting to see what both teams do come 7 o'clock, which is only a few minutes away. But, yeah, it's not the end of the world if we're beaten tonight. I think he obviously would love to win a cup, but I think his MO for this season is to get us further up the table, and that's where we need to be and earning more prize money. If we win a cup, we get into Europe, which is also important, so we're only going to finish 9 and 10. You know, go for it. Go for every opportunity we have. Plenty of players there. I'm sure you bring in a couple more in January, so I'd be really, really shocked if there's big wholesale changes tonight.
Yeah, just for everybody who's listening for the first time and maybe has or watching for the first time and hasn't been with us for a while, that's absolutely okay too. We still love you an awful lot. But I'm going to be getting my scouting series started a small bit early because the World Cup is going to have the opportunity to fill time. I'm not going anywhere. Jesus, guys, I genuinely do not know what I would do with my time if I wasn't podcasting or doing stuff about Aston Villa. You guys have become a real community, a real sense of crack to come on here and chat to you guys and see all your comments. So we'll be doing bits and pieces to do with the World Cup with regards to that and in anticipation of the transfer window, which will be opening up. Yes, some of them will be linked with Aston Villa. Some of them will just be my follies, people that I like and people that I think will be a nice fit. But look, as I say, if that is your thing, please subscribe and please join us. We have a little bit of a vainglorious goal of trying to get to... Oh, there it is. It's just popped up above my head. I didn't think that would work. Trying to get to 5,000 subscribers before the end of the year. So as you can see, I've been messing around with things on the stream here. So Dan, thanks so much to everybody who has been here throughout the whole lot of this. Really, really appreciate it. We're just coming up. I think we might have a team announcement. And for those of you who don't like the big alert thing, I don't have that loaded in this software, streaming software. We are giving this streaming software another go today. So I don't have that. But what I do have is I do have an opportunity to share up screen. Paddy, am I right in saying that there is a team announcement?
It most certainly is.
We do have a team. Let's see if my transition works. Oh, look at that. Look at that for beautifulness, everybody. Do you see that? I built that all myself. So we have a team, but where's my team gone to? Thank you so much to everybody for tweeting me. So there's our starting 11. We can see the big man himself. We've been wrong. There's not going to be wholesale changes. Completely and utterly wrong. Fast forward to this part of the podcast because the last 10 minutes is a load of nonsense. Olsen, Young, Konsa, Chambers, Augustinson, Ramsey, Kamara, Douglas Luiz, John McGinn in an advanced role, Watkins, and Daniel Ings. Paddy, talk to me about it. What do you see there?
Well... With this manager, it could be anything. I was expecting the same formation as last week. That to me does not look like the same formation. Obviously, the back four speaks for itself. Ashley Young is playing right back. Augustinsson is playing left back. Chambers and Konsa. Then we probably have Kamara and Douglas Luiz in front of them. And all bets are off after that, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm shocked just to see the two boys in there, Innings and Watkins. I'm not overly shocked to see McGinn and Ramsey. It could be a case of exactly the same system with McGinn and Ramsey sitting in behind Ings and Watkins.
It could be. It'll be interesting to see. I think McGinn is the linchpin in this. Where does he start him? Where does he play him? That will let us all know where what's unlocking this this formation. Thank you so much to Unai Emery, to AVFC agent Unai Emery. Thank you very much for that. We will get back to your comments there in a moment. Yeah, this is a strange enough one, a strange enough formation, but I suppose it does let us into the kind of the inkling as to where Unai Emery wants to put his what eggs he wants to put the basket in. Mm. It could be something like, the more I look at it here, you could see something along the likes of 4-1-3-2 or something like that. With Kamara behind and our fullbacks creating the width. So Kamara would essentially be sitting behind a bank of three and would assimilate into a back three when we go forward, and our fullbacks would be the people to do the attacking. I don't know. It's max of a fella trying to figure out what he has, to be honest with you.
I just can't imagine there's going to be anything too adventurous in that back four. I think they're going to protect Olsen. I think there's probably a little bit of a worry there that it's not Martinez. For me, there's a bit of a worry it's not Martinez, but I would have rather have seen him start. Look, it is what it is. As I said, I wasn't one bit worried about this game. This is all a learning curve for us all. It'll be really interesting to see what way we line up, and it just makes the game a whole lot more interesting.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. I was trying to bring up the Manchester United team there, but I can't seem to get my share working in Manchester. Where are we going to? Let's see if I can do this. Apologies there, guys. As you will know, I haven't quite mastered this new streaming software yet. Sorry there, we'll talk amongst yourselves. And see, will this do it? I think I might have it. Would you know? I have it. There we go. Excellent. So starting 11 for Manchester United. They did it again. That was the exact same thing.
Of course they did.
Dubravka and goals. So they've gone with changes as well. So Dubravka and goals. Lindelof and Maguire start as two centre halves. Malacia and Dalot are the two fullbacks. Bruno Fernandes, Van der Beek, McTominay and Fred. All in, well, I suppose McTominay, Van der Beek and Fred are going to be the three in midfield, with Fernandes, Martial and Rashford, the attacking three. Martial coming back after some time out that's something that I know that Manchester United actually wanted to get him involved at the weekend, but he's back in the side tonight.
He did come on at the weekend, didn't he? He came on a few minutes ago. Am I wrong?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Answers on a postcard there, everyone. I don't know. Did Martial come on at the weekend? I'll tell you how much I was basking in the victory at that stage. But look, they've changed their goalkeeper. They've brought back in Mr. Maguire, who has been in the media all day today. Because of the announcement of the England squad. He came on, says Richie Ryan.
I wasn't dreaming that.
As I say, I completely checked out at that stage. I was just living, waiting for the final whistle. Look, there's obvious places that we can get at this team there. We can get at Malacia down that side again. We did it last week. I know when Malacia came on, we were kind of backs to the wall, not even backs to the wall stuff, but we were trying to protect our 3-1 lead. But, you know, he's a young defender. We can get in behind him. I'm still not convinced by the likes of Diego Dalot. Yes, he's had some really good performances this year. But once again, you know, consistency has always been his thing. Lindelof, everybody knows how I feel about him. When we played him last week, I was pretty vocal about, I thought that we took him for a walk around the field. Look, it's going to be a case of, we're probably going to need to score 2 goals to win this game today. I think, absolutely.
Yeah,
because I think Fernandez, Martial, and Rashford are a different proposition today.
Yeah, and Fred and McTominay is a different proposition as well. We're going to find them harder to break down them in the midfield, and I'd imagine that's why they're in there, because we absolutely tore them apart on the break. So they're going to add a bit of protection to that back four. So it's changes all aboard, and no Cristiano on the bench either, so we don't have him to worry about coming on.
Exactly, yeah. Their bench is made up of De Gea, Martinez, Shaw, Casemiro, Eriksen, Pellistri, Alanga, Garnacho, and Shortire. Did I mention our bench? I don't think I did. So let me bring up our bench there. I will just transition back here. And official, our bench is the following. And our bench is Martinez, Cash, Mings, Sansan, Buendia, and Akamba, Dinya, Bailey, and Archer. So we certainly have people to come off the bench to change the narrative if we need to do that. We absolutely do. We've got the majority of our firepower, to be honest with you, is on the bench. I think that he probably will delve into his bench again and use as many subs as he possibly can. So I suppose, knowing what we know now, Paddy, and knowing what we can see on the field, like, our back four is pretty much our second choice back four, albeit Bukanza. A lot of people have been crying out for Chambers to get his chance. Obviously, Unai Emery knows Chambers there, so I don't think it's going to be a big culture shock for Chambers coming in. Ashley Young, if the Ashley Young that's been turning up all year turns up, I think that's going to be a good sign. But the big question mark for me is Augustinsson. You know, what is Augustinsson? What have we in him? There was no overlap, as far as I'm aware, between him being at Sevilla and Unai Emery being at Sevilla. I think, if I remember rightly, Augustinsson and I joined in 2019. Obviously, Emery was gone at that stage, so there is no overlap there. But I'm sure Emery would have been able to ring a couple of people around his old hunting ground in Sevilla and go, "Hello, any chance you can tell me about this fella Ludwig? Is he anyway decent?" You know, and get the lowdown on him there. Because one of the things that I do seem to find about, or I do whenever I've been talking to anybody, they say that Unai Emery likes to do things the right way and leaves on good terms. And I suppose, like, it even goes back to the interview I had with Graham Hunter. He went back and asked the board, and the board said, "No, we don't want you to leave." And they got really angry with him. And that's why he stayed and didn't go to Newcastle United. And then he had the blessing of the board to leave this time. So, when I'm talking about the Sevilla side of things, he probably has a couple of people around the club there that he can ask and see what the story is and get the lowdown on them. And they're not going to bite his head off, or not going to deny him that. But so I suppose for me, he's the guy. He himself and McGinn are going to be the two people I'm really going to be looking at, I think.
Yeah, well, and Robin Olsen worries me.
Oh yeah, Robin Olsen.
we've got such a world class goalkeeper on our bench. Like, it seems a pity, but look, Sunday is more important. I'd love to see us get another 3 points against Brighton, which is not going to be easy either. So to have a few of those fresh legs, if they need to come on after 60 minutes to try and go and win the game for us, so be it. Or if they need to come on to see the game out for us, so be it. So. It's a good mix. We've Emi Martinez to come on for the penalties at the end if we need him as well. It's just a strange one. It's just a strange one because we're 2 games into this regime and we don't know what we're going to get. So from what I can gather, we're going to get a similar formation to what we saw the other day, but it will be Ramsey and McGinn in that two role, the 2-10 roles behind the two boys. So it'll be an interesting night for sure.
I'm going to change my prediction for the lineup. I think it's straight 4-4-2. And I think he's going to play McGinn wide left. He's going to play, he's going to play McGinn wide left, and he's going to play Ramsey wide right. Not wide, wide, like I'm talking about wide midfielder as opposed to winger style. Mm. Play the two lads up front. Obviously, I think he'd probably play Ings as kind of that, you know, the like off Watkins, essentially. I think just withdrawn a small bit and goes with that. I'm just thinking that's something that could work. Yeah, look, I'm sure there's going to be, I'm sure there's going to be people who'll be spitting feathers over something like that. But it's something that could work. We know he plays a 4-4-2. And when he played that 4-4-2 in Villarreal, sometimes he did play four central midfielders across the middle. People aren't going to like it. And Martin O'Neill got panned for it when he did it with the likes of Rio Coker. And he used to push, there was times when he used to push other central midfielders out onto that left side. Mm. You know, well, as long as it's not Alex McLeish used to play four fullbacks, you know, on the field, that was very negative. But just it'll be interesting to see. I don't know this for sure. As I say, that's the key that's going to unlock it. And Christopher Gonzalez seems to think the same. Kamara and Luis Holding with Ramsey and McGinn wide right. I think that's potentially something that could happen.
Possibly.
Look.
The saving grace here is both teams have made 7 or 8 changes. It's not just the wholesale changes for us. That would be the worrying thing. But both teams have made them. Both teams have brought in the reserve goalkeeper to give them time. So look, we'll just enjoy this one for what it is, I think. And I'm looking forward to the first 15 minutes to see how we pan out and how we line up. We could start defensively. You could be right with your four across the middle. That could very easily happen. But I'd hate to see him change from what he did at the weekend, because I think he'll bamboozle them altogether.
Ryan Martin says as well, not playing Martinez is a risk, but clean slating it, every player deserves a chance.
Absolutely.
I think that makes sense, you know. This does set down a whole let's win the dressing room kind of mentality. And look, we'd all love to go deep in this competition and win it. We've done it a bit since 2010. You know, we've been in a couple of finals and we've gone far in this competition. It would be nice to go and win the trophy. Absolutely, everybody wants to see one in our lifetime, and we do have a great history in this club, in this cup. But who's to say we still don't get a result tonight with the players that we have out in the field? So I suppose we reserve judgment. But my hindsight take on this won't be, screw Emery, you should have played a full team. I would have liked to have progressed in this, but there's a longer-term goal, I suppose, with regards to the league in this conversation as well. And as I say, it's 11 versus 11 tonight, and we'll see what happens out there.
And I think the clean slate is a big thing. I got an awful slagging when I said Sanson was going to get a chance, and I got a few apologies this week for sure. He's definitely someone that's going to get a good few opportunities to see what he can do, which I'm delighted about. The one thing that does show me tonight is there's no room for Freddie Gilbert. He's on his way out, because if he was going to get a start, it would have been tonight, I would imagine, or get even a look in on the bench. So he's not there. So maybe that's got to do with the length of contract that he has. Who knows? But clean slate for sure. Let's see what Robin Olsen can bring us, and stay positive and get behind the team. That's all we can do, really.
Just like Aidan D, I'm hoping for Emery Cam on this one as well. I hope that they have it all.
Yeah, well, that's the difference between not being there. Like, I just found it intoxicating last weekend to watch. Every time there's a bit of downtime, like when the ball has gone out of play or whatever, to watch him just get involved in the game. And even when the ball is in play, he's constantly calling, constantly ushering people around. He's literally like a 12th man out there. While Ten Hag is a completely different type of coach, Gerrard is a completely different type of coach. It's just constant 90 minutes coaching from the sideline. It's incredible.
I don't know. Will they have Emery Cam there, considering it was a home game at the weekend? This is an away game. Will they have free reign to have an actual proper video setup on the sideline? It'll just be interesting. I don't know. I don't know if they have license to do that.
They might get one angle. They might get one angle from somewhere, maybe. Yeah.
Lionel agrees with me. I always knew you were my favourite, Lion. I agree with Neil. McGinn and Ramsey on the wings for defensive stability did similar at VRL. See, it's usually always hashtag Team Petty. There's never been a hashtag Team Neil, so this makes me feel great. All the effort I put in, never ever been a hashtag Team Neil. I'm only joking. Where else are we? Guys talking about the Martin O'Neill interview in Claret and Blue today. And actually, John, I'm surprised to hear him say his regrets. I was surprised to hear him admit any fault for anything as well, because from any of the excerpts I've seen, I'd seen from the book, it didn't look like he ever felt that he was at fault. But look, obviously, that just goes to show excerpts are written in a salacious way or in a fallacious way. What was the word I said? Fallacious, salacious? Can't remember. But I was hungover as well. You'd think that's my excuse. But yeah, it just goes to show that you don't take everything. You don't read a book by its cover. Literally, in this case, you don't judge a book by its cover. But no, he gave a good. It was a good interview today, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the Martin O'Neill interview today, and the guys did a great job on it.
Don't need to buy the book now, though.
Don't need to buy the book. Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
absolutely. I'm only kidding. It's a book that I'll definitely read and enjoy, because the man has had some career across his playing career and his management career. And you know what? It was good. It was good to see him put. Let bygones be bygones, I should say, and talk to Matt Kendrick, because they had a very let's say different relationship.
Yeah,
I remember it well. So yeah. I suppose if people weren't around at the time, Matt Kendrick was more a Ashley Priest role at that time, and the two of them clashed on a daily basis every time he was in front of him.
Absolutely,
and I'm sure that will come across in the interview as well.
Absolutely, 100%. And yes, I just Googled it again. It is fallacious. Not what your dirty minds were thinking. Okay, it's fallacious. Okay, not fell. Okay, so Google it. And it does mean to what is it? Based on a mistaken belief. So, and I knew I did this as well on the podcast at the weekend, but I just couldn't remember what it is. Right, we're getting into Dictionary Corner here. I feel like you're in Susie Dent from Countdown when I go into this mode.
yeah, so we're all getting set and getting ready to log off. So before you do, there's over 400 people on here. Give us a thumbs up, and just to let you know that launching this week is our For the Love of Paul McGrath pint glass available to those in the UK initially. We'll see what we can do afterwards. But in the meantime, it's only available to those in the UK, and I will let you know in about...
Wait a minute. Paddy, fill time there. I need to...
In about 20 minutes, it will have its first beer in the glass. So hopefully when we come back on to talk about the game, I can show you what it looks like magically with beer in it. So, and Neil will have that. Is it live already, or is it live tomorrow?
If you fill enough time, it'll be live right now in 2 seconds. I don't have enough. No. Well, I'll be putting it up live. Let me just
don't make any mistakes, no, Neil.
No, Jesus. Yeah, actually, one person did find. I made it go live last night, and one person did find it, and the price was bonkers, and they paid for it. And I must refund them, whoever that man is, and ask them to repurchase again. There is no limit on purchases here. The only thing I would say for this, if you are interested in it and you are based in the UK, we will have a cutoff point of about the 15th of December just to allow Kevin to produce them, I suppose, in time for Christmas and to get them out in the post. So we will have a Twitter tweet up about it.
Just to let people know that they come in a box that only houses one, so you can only buy one at a time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the way they're packaged. If they're put together, it just makes, it doesn't make any sense with postage, and things can go wrong. So they're only boxed in one. And there's an option to buy a glass coaster with it, which Neil will put on there as well, which you can add on to it. It's quite impressive. So you'll see pictures across our social media as well.
Filling time, Paddy. Keep filling time.
What else do you want me to talk about?
Paddy,
Is it nearly time to get the score predictions in? Will I talk about my score prediction?
Yeah, it's nearly time. So, guys, actually, here we go. So, you'll be able to see it there. Look, I'm literally just adding it as we speak. And I've just published this. So what we have is we've two options here. We've got the pint glass only for the UK, and we've got the pint glass and a coaster bundle as well. So a glass coaster with the For the Love of Pomegranate etching on it also will be there as well. The coaster obviously post for free. Both of them will be in the same box, and the prices will be up there later on. It's just For the Love of Pomegranate.com. We're the only website out there with that name, so you won't get duped. So I'm actually going to take them down for a moment. They will be live. They'll be live from tomorrow morning. We'll tweet out.
And apologies to those outside the UK. We can't even buy them ourselves. I had to bring that one home at the weekend, stick it in my case. But we will look at other ways of trying to get them to people. If they're visiting Villa Park, we might find some way of
getting them.
Kevin Barry Adams Crystal, who's making these, has agreed in the new year that he will provide a collection service, but that won't happen until the new year, unfortunately, because we're not playing.
Exactly. So so that's going to do it for us, guys. As I say, those glasses will be fully live on the website. Actually, they're fully live now. If you guys want to go in and purchase them, you won't be able to buy the coaster until tomorrow because I need to pop in the price for that. Because we don't know what that is yet, but it is. It's up.
Did you do? I just sent it to you.
Did you? No, sorry. No, you did. Yeah. Paddy, see, it's bad enough having to try and talk Aston Villa, but when you have to try and do website maintenance as well, that's an absolute scourge altogether. Okay, so there we go, and I think that is probably it.
Anyway, while you're doing that, my prediction is another 3-1 victory tonight. I think Man United will get a penalty. That's where the goal is going to come from, and I think we'll just have too much for them, and we're going to win 3-1 tonight.
So you think we're going to win 3-1 tonight? Yeah, I don't. I think it's going to be 1-1 draw and we're going to win on penalties because we deserve to win on penalties. That's what we deserve. We deserve to
We'll take
win.
That one too, for sure.
Yeah. And I think it's very probable that we will win that it will go to penalties as well. So I wouldn't bet against it. I think with the team that goes out there, I think we can be shored up. We can be sure we can put our backs to the wall, and that's what's the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm thinking that we will have that four in midfield packing down, banking down in that bank of four, and those two boys wide, and then we will make five substitutions and try and bring this, because with no extra time, it makes sense to, you know, if you are an underdog going into a game like this, and I don't know whether we are an underdog in this game, but we are away from home.
Yeah.
But if we are away from home, that allows us then to bunk down and to try and get something, try and come away with something out of this tonight. But yeah. So that is the story.
We're four to one underdogs.
4-1 underdogs. Yeah, I'm not a betting man, but take it. Take it and run to the bank. Take it and run to the bank is what I would say to you guys. Absolutely do that. And both of those things are now live on the website. Website now. I just hope I've got everything up there and done right. Cool. We're going to leave it at that. Oh, sorry. I can't. I'm going to find it difficult to do our score predictions for everybody. The roundup that I normally do, guys. Just with this software, I haven't figured out how to load them all up there. But I do apologize. Thanks so much, everybody, for jumping on. If you're not subscribed, please do subscribe. It really helps us out. Please like the podcast as well. Like, just give this episode a like and a thumbs up. It really helps us out. Yeah, and that's going to do it for tonight. It's Team Sheet Tantrum, Aston Villa on their way to Manchester to play in the Theatre of Dreams, as they call it. Puke on the other side of the microphone. As I say, hopefully we come out of there and we turn it into a Theatre of Broken Dreams. I'm really turning into Goldbridge if I start doing stuff like that, so I better stop. All right, everybody, stay safe, stay healthy, up the Villa. I hope we win tonight. And we'll be back on afterwards for a post-match point, so check us out. I'm going using the old software for the post-match point as well, by the way. I'm not using the
good job.
One. So thanks very much, everybody, for watching. Up the Villa, and let's hope for a win tonight.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.